Chapter 1. The Discovery. Dr. Eleanor Brooks sat alone in her office at the Vatican Observatory, her eyes fixed on the glowing screen in front of her. The coffee on her desk had long gone cold, but she hadn't noticed. For the last 2 hours she had been running calculations, checking and rechecking the data that had first come across her screen just after midnight. She hoped, prayed, it was wrong. But the numbers didn't lie. The object was real, and it was coming. Eleanor leaned back, rubbing her tired eyes. It wasn't just a random asteroid. The data from deep space showed it moving too fast, too deliberately. The energy signatures suggested something far more advanced than a mere rock. The object, codenamed the Eye by her colleagues, was on a collision course with Earth. The question was no longer whether it would hit, but what would happen when it did. She tapped her fingers nervously against the desk, her mind racing. She had known there were secret projects within the Vatican, ancient texts buried deep within the archives, but she never imagined she'd be the one to confront a potential doomsday scenario. The last few days had confirmed what only a handful of people on the planet knew. The Eye would be visible to the naked eye within months, and its arrival was predicted to coincide with a date that had haunted ancient prophecies for centuries. 2027. Suddenly, her office door creaked open, and Father Marco, the director of the observatory, stepped inside. His expression was grave, his hands clasped tightly in front of him. "We need to talk," he said quietly. Eleanor nodded, already knowing what he was going to say. The Vatican had kept too many secrets for too long. Now they were running out of time. On the other side of the Atlantic, in Washington, D.C., Major Ethan Wolfe sat in a windowless briefing room deep inside the headquarters of the United States Department of Energy. The fluorescent lights above buzzed softly, casting an eerie glow over the polished metal table. Around him sat a group of top scientists, military officers, and high-ranking government officials. All of them had the same somber look on their faces. The screen at the front of the room displayed the same image that had haunted Wolf's dreams for weeks. A bright, glowing object hurtling toward Earth. The Eye. Dr. Amanda Pierce, a leading physicist at the DOE, stood at the head of the table. She clicked a remote, and the image on the screen shifted to a detailed graph showing the object's trajectory and its energy signatures. "As you can see, we're no longer dealing with a hypothetical threat," she said, her voice steady but tense. "Based on our latest calculations, we have just over 2 years before the object reaches our atmosphere. Initial scans indicate it's emitting a form of energy we haven't encountered before, energy that could disrupt the planet's magnetic field and destabilize global energy grids." A murmur spread through the room. Wolf felt a cold sweat break out across his forehead. This wasn't just about an impact. It was about the collapse of everything they had worked to protect. Pierce continued, flipping to another slide that showed the faint outline of something even more alarming. "This isn't just a space rock. Based on our models, there's a structure within it. A vessel of some kind. We don't know yet what its purpose is, but we believe it's of extraterrestrial origin." Wolf's mind raced. Extraterrestrial. The word opened a Pandora's box of possibilities. None of them good. But it was what Pierce said next that made his blood run cold. "We have orders from the highest levels of government. This information is to remain classified. The public is not to be informed." Wolf clenched his fists under the table. "So this is how it would be. They'd keep everyone in the dark, even as the end of the world approached." He looked around the room, noting the silent acceptance in the faces of his colleagues. They would all fall in line. But Wolf knew one thing for certain. He wouldn't. Eleanor stared at the ancient manuscript laid out on the desk in front of her, the yellowed pages filled with cryptic symbols and faded ink. The Vatican archives had been surprisingly open to her requests for access to the forbidden texts. Too open. It was as if they knew what was coming and were silently preparing, not just for the object's arrival, but for the chaos that would follow. Father Marco hovered beside her, his hands resting on the back of the chair. "This text," he said quietly, "has been hidden for centuries. It speaks of a great celestial event that will mark the end of an age. The Chariot of the Gods, it calls it. But there's more." Eleanor looked up, her heart pounding. "What more?" Father Marco pointed to a line of text written in an ancient Sumerian dialect. It says that those who are chosen will be taken aboard the chariot. The rest will face judgment. Meanwhile, deep in the heart of Lockheed Martin's top-secret facility in Colorado, William Carson, the company's CEO, leaned over a desk cluttered with blueprints, satellite images, and confidential reports. Project Blacklight was almost ready. Soon, the world would know that Lockheed Martin wasn't just a weapons contractor. It was the only thing standing between Earth and annihilation. But Carson had his own plans. The government believed Blacklight was a defensive measure, a way to neutralize the object. What they didn't know was that Carson had designed it to do much more. If the alien mothership did arrive, he would harness its energy, weaponizing it for his own gain. Control of the future would belong to Lockheed Martin and to him.